Good day, Philadelphia. This is Bishop Luke Radio Hour. We're always with you every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Welcome in the studio, Bishop Luke Zgoba, with opening prayer.
Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory forever.
Thank you, Professor Alan. Blessed is our God always, now and ever, and unto ages of ages.
No.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above, for the salvation of our souls, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the welfare of the holy churches of God, and for the union of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy cathedral, St. Nicholas Orthodox Cathedral, and for those who enter with faith, reverence the fear of God, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our Patriarch Philaret, for our Bishop of Philadelphia, Luke, for the honorable priesthood, the deaconate in Christ, for all the people, the clergy, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this country's president, all civil authorities, and for the armed forces, everywhere, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this city, for every city and country, and for the faithful women in them, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the mayor, the city of Philadelphia, Jim Kenney, and for the faithful in him, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For seasonable weather, for abundance of the fruits of the earth, and for peaceful times, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For travelers by land, by sea, and by earth, for the sick and the suffering, for captives and their salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
That we may be delivered from all affliction, wrath, danger, and necessity, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy. mercy.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace.
Lord, have mercy.
Commemorating our most holy, most pure, most blessed, and glorious Lady Theotokos, and ever Virgin Mary with all the saints, let us commend ourselves in each other, and all our life unto Christ our God.
To thee, O Lord.
For unto thee are the glory and honor and worship to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages.
Amen.
Good day. Glory to Jesus Christ, dear Very brother good. And sister, listeners. The last Sunday, December 3, I have scripture, the scripture reading and sermon St. Nicholas Orthodox Cathedral for the address, North 7th Street, Philadelphia, between the 7th Street and Hoffman Place. One day, when Jesus preached to his disciples and others, a man asked him to resolve a dispute between him and his brother about his inheritance. Jesus Christ replied, "Do not be carried away by a great desire of owning things, for life does not consist in the number of things you possess." And to show them what he meant, he told them the story in today's scripture reading, the parable of the foolish rich man, the man who had so much money that he had to build a bigger and better storehouse to hold it all. The man was certainly wealthy, but the man was also a misguided fool. His storehouse guaranteed that his money would be secure for a long, long time. But money was the most important thing in his life. And this was not wise. How much wiser the man would have been if he had made a long-term investment in his eternal life. Jesus teaches us that it is better to be rich toward God, that is, to be rich in things of the Spirit, such as good deeds and kindness toward others, rather than to be rich in money and property. So, invest in your spiritual life. Invest in your eternal life. Use your money to honor God. That would be a blessed long-term investment for sure. Amen. Allah, I know you have a lot of information, especially from the City Hall. Can we tell us from the Jim Kenney, Mayor of Philadelphia? He's helped us. Allah, can you tell us the whole story?
Yes, what's wonderful coming up? Event coming on December 16. Mm-hmm. It is organized thanks to cooperation of the mayor of the city of Philadelphia, mm-hmm. Pennsylvania State, and Bishop Luke Schobach, who, in fact, on Independence Day of Ukraine,
and for
had
you,
a
Allah.
Meeting and... I was just present, but you were negotiating, and this was special time for me to see that, all that. And I noticed that the mayor was very open to Bishop, and mm-hmm. he said, "I will support you with the idea of this festival, uniting and integrating the Ukrainian refugee children into American community." And the concept of the festival is realized now. We are making the preparations, the rehearsals, the decorations. We're trying to make the costumes for children in cooperation with the American volunteers who came,
yes,
and said
and
we're ready to help. And when they see that this is a real project, these are real kids, and these are real demands and needs for their senior on this very
who,
big
Allah?
Stage.
And
refugee so
center,
really
city,
helping.
And the
And the festival
high
was just planned, but the realization is a very difficult stage. So Bishop, he has decided to cooperate with different persons. And first of all, he had communication with principal of George Washington High School. For those who don't
Northeast.
Know, this is one of the biggest high schools who has Ukrainian children classes inside, and a lot of classes, but they also take a lot of Ukrainian refugee children to teach them to American customs, traditions, and it is very important to cooperate with this school because a lot of Ukrainian representatives are there. And, of course, a lot of Americans who are open to help Ukraine are also there. And this event is intended to unite in singing in cooperation American and Ukrainian children. Because Ukrainian children coming from war, they're, of course, threatened. They have trauma. They are not open to the society the way the American children do. And it is very important to show to the Ukrainian children that they are expected, they are invited, they are appreciated. So we are planning Ukrainian songs. We are playing a tale about the Ukrainian language in the America. And I think it should
But not only Ukrainian. We have another band this from the school. We have another couple choirs, American.
And of course, we had negotiations with famous Ukrainian artists, and Ivo Bobol is coming. This is one of the most popular, the golden voice of Ukraine. We would say he is a representative of Ukrainian artists in the United States of America because his wonderful voice was really uniting the Ukrainians in the Northeast when he came last time. And, well, he was so amazing in this, being an ambassador for Ukrainian music in America, that this time he is also coming and he will also lead this festival.
Thank you, Alla. But the brother and sister, the holiday festival, December 16, 2023, start 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at George Washington High School Concert Hall in northeast of Philadelphia at 10175 Busselton Avenue. One more time. December 16, 2023, Holiday Festival. Start at 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at George Washington High School Concert Hall in northeast of Philadelphia at address 10175 Busselton Avenue. Dear brother and sister, any questions, can you call Alla, tell us the telephone number?
You can call us directly to the studio. It is 888-329-3306. This is Philadelphia.
One more time.
WWDBAM 860. You can listen to us from any part of the world. I repeat, the number 888-329-3306.
Again, December 16. You don't need tickets. You don't need prepare. Just welcome to the George Washington High School Concert Hall, December 16 at 10 a.m. Organized in cooperation of Mayor of Philadelphia,
Jim Kenny,
thank you, Alla, and George Washington High School
Principal
Susan Thompson,
and Northeast Refugee Center
Director Dr. Alla Puchtecka, thank you, Alla, and brother and sister again, the Northeast Refugee Center we have, and please, we will be have a lot of kids, correct, Alla, and we need your help, brother and sister. Can you send your check or your gift? And please send to the Northeast Refugee Center, 10151 Busselton Avenue, Philadelphia. One more time, 10151 Busselton Avenue. please send your donation. We will be appreciate. I pray for you. And the concert, Allah, will be read from all donors.
For all the volunteers who would like to come and to participate in the concert and to sing with us together, we shall have a rehearsal at 8 o'clock in the premises of Northeast Refugee Center. And at 10 o'clock, the festival shall start at the premises of George Washington High School.
And really appreciate the Jean Kenney, mayor of Philadelphia, and the Susan Thompson, principal of George Washington High School. Welcome the Ivo Bobul. He's welcoming tomorrow, Allah, the national artist of Ukraine, and really appreciate the really organized this all.
And
all
we
stuff.
Have one
Professor
more.
Professor Allah Puhtetska, staff director of Northeast Refugee Center. Allah, I'm sorry.
We
really appreciate. Thank you so much for you. You try to organize the all contacts. And you know who is the one more guy? Jim
Morta, yes, Jim his Morta. Wonderful angel helping
yes,
and
thank you
organizing
so much.
Financial
and again, welcome the free of
charge. Wonderful person.
Yeah, and the special guest, national artist from Ivo Bobul and Allah, we will be have another junior Eurovision song, the very young.
Anastasia Petrik. She is wonderful Ukrainian
from
representative.
Odessa,
she's Ukraine. Been born in Odessa, but now she is resident in Philadelphia. She has wonderful character, wonderful mother, teaching her English
and
in my ESL group.
Like 40 kids, Ukrainian refugee children, 2 to 5 years old, excuse me, and choir conductor, again, Alla Puhtetska. And their relative Philadelphia choir of the New World Association. And our New World Association, thank you so much, Marina Lipkowska.
Yes, she's my director. It's the New World Association.
And she's
this
a lot of
help
year, us too.
We have a special financial
this is
support
Ukrainian.
For Ukrainian
She has
children.
The school too, Ukrainian refugee children, 6 to 10 years old. And Marina... She has special class, and choir conductor, Alla Puhtetska, and the staff of the New World Association, Philadelphia. Dear brother and sister, please, you any questions, maybe you have in your church choir, please call direct to the Alla Puhtetska 267-808-5637. Correct, Alla?
Yes, we expect...
One more time, excuse me. 267-808-5637. For any issues concerning to the radio advertisement sponsorship, help to Ukraine, please contact to the bishop or to me. My cell phone is 215-479-1010. One more time, 215-479-1010. And especially any contact, can you call direct to the Alla Puhtetska, the refugee center director? And in Alla, she is the St. Luke Education Academy director too. The cell phone 267-808-5637.
Dear listeners, our good friend and sponsor of the program, company Mercy Fleet, would like to make an announcement. This transportation company has immediate openings for drivers. Paid training will be provided, compensation negotiable based on experience, employment time, full-time, part-time available, Saturday, Sunday shifts available. $500 sign-up bonus is available until December 31st, 2022 with conditions. The following qualifications are required. They must be 21 years old and older. Valid Pennsylvania driver's license is required. A good driving and criminal records are required. Must be able to pass pre-employment drug and physical tests. Applicants must be comfortable with driving vans, minivans, wheelchair vans, 14 plus passengers buses. Previous professional experience in transporting people with disabilities and elderly is a plus. Please call Mercy Fleet Company, 215-660-4975. Main base location for the interview is
3021 Franks Road, Suite 8, Huntington Valley, Pennsylvania, 19006, or check mercyfleet.com for address. I repeat, the telephone, 215-660-4975. Thank you.
Ala, really, thank you so much. The Mercy Fleet, the company, who is always help us in the radio station, and WWDBAM860.
Dear listeners, I would like just to say several words about the music program of the festival. We prepared for you the national American and Ukrainian anthem in the beginning, but as for the carols that shall be used for the main part of the festival, please pay attention to the Red Verbarium. This is in Ukrainian Ой Лузі Червона Калина, that is widely spread. And also we would like to pay special attention to Щедрик, or the bells. You know very well this carol, but we would like to show it to you in Ukrainian version, written by Микола Леонтович, and it is a wonderful example of Ukrainian folk music. And also I would like to say that children are very worrying, and you are allowed to help them, to support them, to stand near them, both on the stage or near the stage. It is open to everyone. We are not imposing any obligations, so you can participate with us. You can get your copies. You can call me and ask for musical materials, and we are very glad for you coming and participating and singing with us. If you have the Shavanka, please take it and come, and we shall have a wonderful time together.
Yes, and Alam, sorry, we will going back to the festival, the Christmas festival. Brother and sister, very important message. St. Nicholas, patron, St. Lange. Today, St. Nicholas, the new style, correct? But this, we have Christmas, like old style, Julianian calendar. We have Christmas at January 7th. But St. Nicholas patron, the patron day, we have Sunday, December 17, 2023. Save the date. Dear brother and sister, come and join us at our annual St. Nicholas patron St. Lange, celebrating the feast day of our patron St. Nicholas, the wonder worker, Archbishop of Myra. We celebrate these holidays and December 19. But the sisterhood organized the lunch at the Sunday, December 17, after liturgy. Tickets are $25 for adults, children 12 and younger at free. The event includes lunch, music, and most probably a visit from Santa Claus too. All tickets sales benefits the cathedral's building fund. This is such important annual event that 106 years ago, our cathedral founders made it mandatory in our bylaws. And right now, I will send my blessing to Barbara Latsios. She's not feeling good. God bless you, Barbara. And I think you will come back this Sunday to the church. And the schedule of service, brother and sister, every Saturday in St. Nicholas Orthodox Cathedral, the address 817 North 7th Street, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19123, Northern Liberties, 817 North 7th Street, Philadelphia, St. Nicholas Orthodox Cathedral. We have every Saturday Vespers 5 p.m. and every Sunday liturgy 8:45 a.m. reading of the hours, 9 o'clock vesting, 9:15 hierarchical divine liturgy.
Dear listeners, I would like to say thanks to all the donors and sponsors who are helping Bishop Luke, and especially to simple Ukrainians, Americans who are bringing a lot of clothes, who are helping with winter clothes for this special period. And I'm very thankful to Diane Kovchuk and her friend.
Yes.
And also to Mr. Volodymyr, who has recently brought the Xmas tree for the kids. And just yesterday, he brought a lot of winter coats, mm-hmm. stuff, boots, shoes. Everything is taken already. And today, he brought like jeans, clothes he had at home. So we are very thankful. Everything is very highly appreciated. And the women are so thankful to you because they do unable to buy new clothes for them.
Every Sunday we have vigil. Brother and sister, please come to the cathedral. And last Sunday I'm praying for the health of my nephew Chris Kovchuk, offered by Diane Kovchuk and family. Diane, very active person and sister.
Yes, she's very talented. She has creative mind.
Correct. And Diane, we pray always
new things.
Your nephew, and the fourth, the health of Colleen Phillip on her birthday, and send from Tom, Judy, Henny, and all family. And Colleen, you have birthday, she has birthday today, and you have offer from Susan Goss, offer by the sisterhood, offer the Ellen and Philip Hanovan, and the Bishop Luke for sure, and all clergy, Father Alexei, and from the all members. Happy birthday, Colleen, and thank you, you're volunteering. And Colleen, she's born in the St. Nicholas Orthodox Cathedral. She's always help us. The next Allah.
And also, I would like to say that we would like to say special thanks to a team of young women from the New York who came to St. Luke Educational mm-hmm. Academy and who brought special gifts for children, the iPads. It is necessary for modern education to have all these modern techniques, although they maybe sometimes don't understand how to use it, not yet, but every day they become smarter and smarter, and they will use it for getting knowledge. Thank you very much for your open hearts.
I have
hearts.
The name, Allah. I know. I have the name. This is the foundation, Blue and Yellow Foundation, Maria Morari and Maria Greenblatt. Board of Directors. Really, thank you so much. The kids use these computers a lot?
Yes, we're starting to integrate them into educational process, and we shall use it not only for entertainment, but primarily for educational process. Today, Bishop gave us new premises. We have three additional big furnished rooms, and we are ready to enroll children to St. Luke Education Academy, so we are ready to take more 20, 30 kids, so everybody who is interested in their development, this is pre-K program and after-school programs for school-age children. So we are waiting for you. We are ready to make individual schedule for you with the things that are interesting, special to you. And we have Ukrainian kids who were on Saturday with Marina Lipkovska New World Association grant, and they were very interested in special Ukrainian embroidery techniques. In also, they were interested in painting. So these are like Ukrainian traditional arts that are very, very widely popular. And I think it could be interesting sewing class and stitching class, especially for winter period, to make a hat by your own. It was very interesting for them. So we also proposed to them different logics, mathematics, and phonics lessons, exercises to raising their communication ability. And so we are waiting for you, children. The Saturday program is absolutely free of charge. This is especially blessed to help you for your children, and you're welcome to come to New World Association to enroll your children to this program. Moms, they should brought their documents and travel authorization documents to register children beforehand. And we have even children with special needs who are very, in fact, energetic. They want to study, to communicate, and we help them to overcome their traumas from war. And also, dear dear listeners, we would like to say very big special thanks to Teeny Bubbles Foundation, situated at 130 Ridgemore, Dr. Refin, and zip code is 24472. They helped us a lot with fundraising to support the worried refugee kids in Philadelphia. This event took place 2 weeks ago, but it was so amazing. All the their family took participation in it, and in fact they were contacted and coordinated by Jean Murta, who had his birthday that day, and we were so pleased and amazed. But the event was oriented on fundraising for these Ukrainian children and to help build the fence nursery at Northeast Refugee Center. And we would like also to say special thanks from the radio station. Of course, we have prepared the thank you letters and with the supporting materials, but we are very thankful they provided all the recordings. They prepared a lot of materials. They spent a lot of time with us to show what is the problem to be a Ukrainian refugee kid in Philadelphia and how they do need help. Thank you very much. God bless you.
A tale about the Ukrainian language in the United States of America. Казка про українську мову в Сполучених Штатах Америки. Перекладено директором Академії Святого Луки Пухтецькою Аллою Альбертівною. Translated into English by the director of St. Luke Education Academy. Багато тисяч років тому жила в Україні прекрасна дівчина. Була вона добра, щира, привітна до людей, гарно співала українських пісень, любила Україну усім своїм серцем. Її звали українська мова. Жила з нашим народом, а Бог наділив її красою і розумом. Любила вишивати і вдягалася у вишиванку. Many thousand years ago there lived in Ukraine a beautiful girl. She was kind, fair, open to people. She was a wonderful singer and sang the Ukrainian songs. She loved Ukraine with all her heart. Her name was the Ukrainian language. She lived with the Ukrainian people, and God has blessed her not only with beauty, but also gave the wisdom. She loved to embroider and was wearing the вишиванка. Дівчина любила писати писанки і дарувати всім, робити людей щасливими. З українською мовою наш народ розвивався і творив чудову культуру, яку передавали з покоління в покоління аж до нині. This girl loved to paint писанкас and give as a gift to everyone to make people happy. With the Ukrainian language, our people were developing and creating a wonderful culture that was transmitted from generation to generation till our times.
Україна мала багато сусідів. Вони переглядалися щасливому життю українського народу і стали заздрити, що у них не так, як у нього. Деякі почали зазіхати на нашу землю, щоб собі її підкорити і панувати над нашим народом. Почались війни, і вороги мали багато успіхів та поневолювали наш народ. Вони забороняли українську мову, а накидали свою чужу.
Ukraine had a lot of neighbors. They were jealous to the happy life of the Ukrainian people and started being jealous that at their side it is not so as at them. So, some of them
started to attack our land, to subordinate it, and to govern over our people. The wars started then, and the enemies had a lot of success and were making our people to become slaves. They prohibited the Ukrainian language and were imposing another, a foreign one.
Український народ розбігався по широкому світі, щоб рятувати себе і свою рідну мову. Та чужина руйнувала їх ще більше, і наш народ ставав частиною чужих народів. Свої діти відрікались від рідного слова і ставали чужинцями для свого народу. З частиною українського народу помандрувала і українська мова, шукаючи доброї долі на чужині. Мандрувала українська мова по світі, зустрічала земляків і не впізнавала, чи це свої люди.
Ukrainian language was running to the wide world to save itself and its native language, but foreign land was running and ruining them even more, and our people became a part of foreign people. Our children were abdicating from the native words and became foreigners for our people. With part of the Ukrainian people traveled and the Ukrainian language looking for a good luck abroad. It was traveling around the world, meeting natives and couldn't recognize if they were our people.
Одного разу потрапила українська мова в Америку та побачила золоті бані церкви. Аж серце зрадувалось. Прийшла до церкви і побачила пам'ятний надпис рідною мовою, коли цю церкву наші добрі люди побудували. Ось тут, думала вона, відпочину у своїх рідних. Стукає до дверей, великі двері відчиняються і виходить священник. Але він сказав, що тут він служить англійською мовою.
Once the Ukrainian language came to America and saw the golden heads of the church, her heart was so happy. It came to the church and read a historic wording in the native language when this church had been built by our goodness people. Here, she thought, I could have a rest at our native people. She knocked at the door, the big doors opened, and the priest came out. But he said that here he serves in English only.
Ще відвідала деякі хати українська мова, але і там її не прийняли. Те саме в Канаді, в Аргентині, в українській хаті панує іспанська, в Бразилії – португальська, в Москві – московська.
Also, Ukrainian language attended some houses, and there she wasn't admitted. The same was in Canada. In Argentine, in Ukrainian houses, Israel in Spanish, in Brazil, Portugal, in Moscow, Russian language.
Іде українська мова і вже втомилася. Хотіла відпочити. Ось бачить хату під стріхою, стіни білі, а перед нею ростуть барвисті пишні квіти, а збоку – садок вишневий. Наверху хати гордо стоїть лелека. Узрів лелека українську мову і радісно її привітав. Подумала, що це, певно, українська хата, постукала, але і тут говорили російською. Пішла українська мова далі.
Ukrainian language went further and was very tired. She wanted to have a rest, so she saw a house with the roof, white walls, and in front of it were growing bright flowers. And from another side there was a cherries garden. On the house she saw a Ukrainian bird that was proudly standing. It saw the Ukrainian language and greeted her with pleasure. And she thought that it should have been a Ukrainian house, knocked at the door, but she heard Russian language there. So she went further.
Then, потім вона знайшла липу, поле. Тут пахло медом, літали бджоли. Легла вона на зелену травичку і заснула. І приснилися їй ангелики. Вбрані у вишиванки, взялися за ручки і співають. Гей, у лузі червона калина похилилася, чогось наша славна Україна зажурилася. А ми тую червону калину підіймемо, а ми нашу славну Україну, гей-гей, розвеселимо.
Then Ukrainian language went to and found a big tree in the field. There were smells of honey and bees. They were flying around the lot, and she lied down in green grass, and she has fallen asleep. And in her dream, she saw many angels in Vyshovankas, the Ukrainian embroidered shirts. They took their hands in circle, and they were singing, "Oh, in the meadow, a reed Kalina has been down low. For some reason, our glorious Ukraine is in sorrow. And we'll take that red Kalina, and we will raise it up. And hey, hey, we shall cheer up our glorious Ukraine. And we'll take that red Kalina, and we will raise it up. And hey, hey, we shall cheer up our glorious Ukraine."
І тут вони стали рядочком перед сплячою українською мовою і всі гуртом сказали: "Не журись, українська мова, ми тебе понесемо на наших крилах до всіх українських дітей цілого світу, бо ми є їхніми янголами-охоронцями, і покажемо їм твою красу, яка прийшла до українського народу з далеких тисячоліть."
And they stood near her in line while the Ukrainian language was sleeping, and all together told her, "Do not sorrow. Oh, dear Ukrainian language, we shall bear you on our wings to all the Ukrainian children of the whole world, because we are their angels' guardians, and we shall show your beauty that came to the Ukrainian people from the ancient times. Ukrainian children have kind and open hearts, and they will admit you, dear Ukrainian language."
Але українські діточки мають добрі щирі серця. Вони тебе обов'язково приймуть. Тут українська мова пробудилася, відчула, що відпочила, розплющила очі і не віриться їй у те, що побачила у вісні. Перед нею стояв гурт гарних дітей, вбраних у вишиванку.
And the Ukrainian language woke up. She felt that had a good rest. She has opened her eyes and couldn't believe to what she saw in a dream. There was a crowd of beautiful children wearing embroidered shirts.
Діти сказали: "Ось і ми, українська мова, з тобою, і не дамо тобі загинути, і ще розбудемо любов до тебе всіх українських дітей." З того часу українська мова вже не блукала сиріткою по білому світу. Українські діти взяли її до свого товариства і співали українських пісень. Слава і честь українській мові на віки вічні і життя вічне.
And children said to her, "Here we are, the Ukrainian language, with you. And we won't let you die, and we shall awaken love to you of all the Ukrainian children." From that time, the Ukrainian language wasn't wandering around the world as an orphan. Ukrainian children took her to their community and were singing Ukrainian songs. Glory and respect to the Ukrainian language and unto ages of ages and eternal life.
Archangel Michael protects Kyiv 4,000 years. And now we should also inform you that there were a special blessing by this Archangel Michael for Ukrainian church to have its own place for praying at very old island in Greece that cannot be attended by women, but that is a special place of blessing by God's Mother and special place for monasteries to pray, the Ethan. Michael, who is as God, ranks as the greatest of all angels, whether in Jewish, Christian, or Islamic lore and writings. His origin is Chaldean. The Chaldeans worship Michael as a godlike being, and it is inevitable that the later Jewish concepts of Michael
were influenced by that of the Chaldeans during the captivity of the Jews in 586 before the Christ. Michael is chief of the Order of Virtues, chief of archangels, prince of the presence of God, angel of repentance, righteousness, mercy, and sanctification. In early times, he was also the guardian of Jacob and the conqueror of Satan, who was still alive and well and causing mischief among humans. Michael's mystery name is Sabathiel, and in Islamic texts even his name is Mikael, considered the deliverer of the faithful. He is credited with being the author of the entire Psalms 85. Also, he has been ascribed as the angel who destroyed the armies of Sennacherib, but this feat has also been credited to Gabriel, Uriel, and Ramiel, so take your chance. Michael is supposed to be the angel who stayed Abraham's knife-wielding hand at the throat of his young son Isaac, forbidding the sacrifice of the child. This deliverance has also been described as the work of other angels, especially Tadhel and Metatron. In Jewish lore, Michael is identified as the burning bush that guided Moses in the desert. Talmudic comment on Genesis accords Michael as one of the three men who visited Sarah to announce she would have a child. Michael has also been equated with the Holy Ghost and the third part of the Trinity. Early Muslim tradition places Michael in the seventh heaven with brilliant green wings, the color of emeralds. So, Christians, Saint Michael is the benevolent angel delivering the souls of the faithful to the immortal realm and the eternal light. Michael was heard by Joan of Arc according to the court testimony at her trial. Michael inspired the Maid of Orleans to raise an army and go to the aid of the Dauphin of France, who came Charles VII, largely due to Joan's raising the siege of Orleans. And this archangel, Michael, is very famous as being represented in every church at very red doors situated to the left. And you can find them easily at the first level of every Orthodox iconostasis. Archangel Gabriel, or Gabriel in English translation, that means God is my strength, is situated on the first level of all Orthodox iconostasis, also at the right of the altar. And this archangel is the second highest ranking angel in the literature of all three major monotheistic religions, both in Judaism, in Christianity, and in Islam. The angel of annunciation, resurrection, mercy, revelation. He is an extremely busy angel with a status to match. The name Gabriel is of Chaldean origin and was not known to the Jews prior to the captivity, but they took him up with enthusiasm. In Midrash, Alan Eskira, for example, Gabriel is a major figure in the tale of the Ten Martyrs. One of these, Rabbi Ishmael, travels to heaven to inquire
of Gabriel why they must die. He is told that they must atone for the sin of the 10 sons of Jacob who sold Joseph into slavery. Gabriel is the only other angel apart from Michael who is mentioned by the name in the Old Testament, except for Tobit, considered apocryphal. Gabriel, in addition to having been the angel of the Annunciation to Mary of her impending pregnancy, presides over paradise. As the ruling prince of the first heaven in Judaic lore, he is said to sit on the left-hand side of God. Jewish legend views Gabriel as an angel of death and destruction to the sinful cities, naturally Sodom and Gomorrah, being especially vivid examples of this angelic fury. Talmudic lore has it that Gabriel was the angel who smote the armies of Sennacherib with a sharpened scythe, which had been ready since creation. Elsewhere in the Talmud, Gabriel is said to be he who stopped Queen Vashti from a nude exhibition before King Ahasuerus and his feast guests on behalf of Esther, who was to have taken her place. No doubt the angel intervened in the scheme because, man being man then as now, it just might have worked, and of course that wouldn't have done at all. Daniel appeals to Gabriel by flinging himself at his feet face down to learn the meaning of the encounter between the ram and the he-goat, which incident is illustrated in a woodcut in the renowned Cullen Bible. Also, in rabbinic text, Gabriel is the prince of justice.
Dear listeners, we are often asked how people pray and what are the rules. I found interesting material about how to pray based on Lord's Prayer example. Many of the people who listened to Jesus didn't know how to pray. Some of them had never prayed in all their lives. This was the cause of their sorrows, their worries, their failures. Jesus knew that, so he tried to get them to think of God as their friend and to talk to him as to one who loved them and was interested in them. How could they live the good life and walk God's better way if they never asked him for help? Jesus prayed much himself. Sometimes he would spend a whole night in prayer, talking with his heavenly Father and seeking help for the great work he had come to the earth to do. Once, when he looked up from praying, he found some of his disciples standing by watching him. They had been listening to his simple, beautiful words as he talked with his Father, and they wished they could pray like that. "Lord, teach us to pray," they said, and Jesus was pleased. He had hoped that they would ask that question. Now he could tell them the secret of prayer and they would listen and remember. First of all, he said, they should not pray just so other people would think they were good and at that. Long, loud prayers in public to be seen of men aren't prayers at all. They don't reach heaven. God doesn't hear them. When you pray, he said, go into your room and shut the door. Prayer is something very private, just between you and God. And when you pray, he said, use not vain repetitions as the heathen do. Don't feel you must keep saying the same words over and over. Just talk as you would talk to a friend. Then he taught them the little prayer that has become known to millions upon millions of people all over the world as the Lord's Prayer. From the first word to the last, it is the perfect prayer. It turns our thoughts heavenward.
It makes us think of God, His holiness, His kingdom, His power, His glory, and all it asks for ourselves is our daily bread, a forgiven spirit, and strength to overcome evil. There is not a single selfish request, for even those that mention our needs are for the glory of God and the helping forward of His plans for His kingdom of love. We should learn this prayer and say it often, yet it is not the only prayer we should pray, for God is our friend, and He wants us to tell Him all that is in our hearts. How much we love Him, how earnestly we want to please Him, how much we need His help to do what is good and true and right, and how eagerly we want to serve Him all the days of our lives. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.